Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're truly appreciative. Another opportunity to gather. And every time, Father, it's just so precious. May it never get old to us. Never take it for granted. But come in with great anticipation, knowing you're going to meet us, Lord, and speak to us. And oh, Father, if we're truly sincere, you'd impart revelation to us. Lord, help us, I pray. Each and every one of us as we gathered here, Lord, our individual walks with you. Look down in our hearts and, Father, just meet our individual needs. I thank you, Lord. For, Lord, I'm a needy person. But, Lord, I trust in you, the author and the finisher of my faith. Lord, with you all things are possible. Bless us now. May you get the glory and honor in everything that's said and done. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Always wonderful. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to start, if you turn with me, in our little pamphlets there. Amen. Page 2. Let's try to sing this song again. What did they do at Pentecost? Amen.
What did they do at Pentecost when the first new birth was given? When fell the blessed Holy Ghost like a rushing wind from heaven? Their life was changed, and so will yours when he sends the Holy Ghost. He'll fall upon you too, as he fell at Pentecost. Amen. Oh, what did they do at Pentecost? Who was it fell upon? God gave a sign, and that's the first. And he gave that sign to all. Amen. Oh, their life was changed, and so will yours when he sends the Holy Ghost. He'll fall upon you too, as he fell at Pentecost. Oh, what did they do that was a core when the Holy Ghost was given? When they received the promised call of the Spirit sent from heaven. Oh, their life was changed, and so will yours when he sends the Holy Ghost. He'll fall upon you too, as he fell at Pentecost. Sing that last one again. Oh, what did they do that was a core when the Holy Ghost was given? When they received the promise call of the Spirit sent from heaven. Oh, their life was changed, and so will yours when he sends the Holy Ghost. He'll fall upon you too, as he fell at Pentecost. Amen. Their life was changed, so will yours. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. Page 11, the same little pamphlet's there. Amen. Comforter has come. You believe that? Yeah. Amen. Have you experienced it? Hallelujah.
Oh, spread
the tidings round, wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound, let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come, the Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. The long, long night is past, the morning breaks at last, and hushed the dreadful wail and fury of the blast, as o'er the golden hills the day advances fast. The Comforter has come. Oh, the Comforter has come, the Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Oh, look, the great King of Kings, with healing in his wings, to every captive soul a full deliverance brings. And through the vacant cells the song of triumph rings. The Comforter has come. Oh, the Comforter has come, the Comforter has come. Oh, Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found. Amen. Come, Comforter has come. Oh, boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a sinner born, should in his image shine. The Comforter has come. Oh, the Comforter has come, the Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come.
Amen. Oh, listen to that last verse. Let me read it. Amen. Oh, boundless love divine, is that your experience? How shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine? How can you try to describe your experience? Amen. That I, a sinner born, should in his image shine. Oh, no way to describe it unless someone's experienced it, you know? Amen. Sing out again. Oh, boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a sinner born, should in his image shine. The Comforter has come. Oh, the Comforter has come, the Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come.
Amen. Oh, praise his holy name. The Comforter has come. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Page 54 in our capstone books. Victory. Amen. Truly the victory should be in every heart. Hallelujah. salvation brought. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. Oh, through the powers of sin assail, heaven's grace can never fail. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. Amen. Oh, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to me. I am trusting in the Lord. I am anchored in His word. Victory, oh, victory. I have peace and joy within, since my heart is free from sin. Victory, amen. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. Yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to me. Oh, shout your freedom everywhere. His eternal peace declare. Victory, oh, victory. Oh, let us sing it here below, in the face of every foe. Victory, amen. Victory, hallelujah. Oh, victory, yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all to me. Oh, we will sing it on that shore when this fleeting life is o'er. Victory, oh, victory. Sing it here, ye ransomed throng. Start the everlasting song. Victory, amen. Victory, sing it. Oh, victory. Yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to me. Amen. Oh, victory. Yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to me. Amen. You have the victory? Hallelujah. Amen. He's wonderful. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering this evening? Amen. That's the blessing, if you will. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I know it was the blood for me. Amen. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Oh.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. How many have requests for him? Something on your heart. Amen. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Gracious Lord, we're so glad, Lord, for that precious blood, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, when we were deep in sin, Lord, and didn't know you, Lord, but you, through your grace and love and mercy, Lord, came down and, not God, did yes. Pull you a body of flesh, Lord, you gave your very life on Calvary and shed your own blood, and we might have forgiveness and we may see you then. Lord, we just ought to appreciate you so much, Lord God. And we pray, Father, tonight, Lord, for the needs of the people. Every hand was raised, Lord. And you know the need of all the heart. And we pray that you grant it unto the Lord. And by God, may they not fail to give you the praise, the honor, the glory, Lord, for meeting and supplying the need, Lord. And we pray tonight for thy worders who come forth. And pray for thy messenger who brings forth the word, Lord. We pray that you just let the anointing of thy Holy Spirit be upon him, Lord. And by God, that you just have just speak the things, Lord. And by God, would open the, cause the hearts of your people to be opened up to the truth, Lord. And then give us, Lord, by God, eyes to see, Lord. And faith to understand, Lord. And receive your truth, Lord, in our hearts and minds. And
yes,
Father. We pray and ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did someone in the congregation have a song? Something on your heart? Amen. Praise his name. Josh, you got something?
Page 232.
Amen. Page 232. Praise his name. Heaven came down. Yes. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Oh, shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Amen. Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, when at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh praise his dear name. Amen. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, and at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my nights were turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime.
And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Oh, riches eternal and blessings eternal from his precious hand I receive. Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, when at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day. Praise his holy name. Let's all stand together, if you will. Amen. As we sing a little chorus, only believe. Ask our brother to come. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are
if we couldn't sing it again. Now I believe. Now I believe. All things are possible. Oh, hallelujah. Now, yes, believe. Oh, glory. Now I believe. Now I believe. All things are possible. Now I believe. With our heads bowed, Heavenly Father, oh, I trust, oh God, by the word of the Lord that we've been hearing through your word and the scriptures and the prophets' messages, that Lord, that now we can believe that all things are possible. Oh God, may it burn within our hearts how there ought to be an excitement in our hearts, Lord Jesus, to know that we can ask whatever we desire and it should be given to us. And Lord, if we stand in that position with you, Lord, that you so plainly made it real in our hearts. So we ask now again as we wait on you to speak to our hearts once more that, Lord, you prepare our hearts to receive. And, Lord Jesus, to help us to be anxious to hear it.
Amen.
Lord, and thankful with thanksgiving in our heart to hear and understand the Word of God. We ask that you'd bless us now as we commit ourselves unto thee. In thy holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Amen. He's so wonderful. Amen. While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles to the book of Mark and the 11th chapter. And let's read here, let's just begin here about the 22nd verse. And we'll read down to the 26th. St. Mark, the 11th, 11th chapter, and begin at the 22nd verse. And Jesus, answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Amen. May the Lord bless to read his word, and you may be seated. Now, we thought this evening we'd just try not to hold you too long, but I'd like to go back now after the messages we have received and renewing our minds back to the word. We just put a little title, I believe, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, of this confidence with reality. And I want you to think about these things again that we've brought, and maybe it'd be a little hard for some of you if you haven't received all the series of it yet to maybe grasp what he's going to say here in this message. But I want you to listen very closely. Again, in this message, perfect faith now. Again, as I said, after receiving the quotes and the scriptures that we have read in the last few services. But we find here he's saying he had read the scripture, Mark 11 chapter, and read what I just read to you again. And then he says here, now faith is based on forgiveness then. And then, as we said this morning, trying to get the church into the place to where we could really see apostolic times moving among us. That's what we all hunger. And it's just laying right at the door. We see it, but we want to see more of it. We want it such a flow that it'll be a help to us to flow out to others online. Now, we realize these apostolic times moving. He's speaking of the book of Acts, when the Holy Ghost began to move on the scene through people's lives and begin to see how God would work through men and women's lives, how you could see God move people by his leadership. He would be in control. He would do these wonderful, mighty things that man and woman cannot do within themselves, but it had to be God himself do it. These great apostolic times, you see. And he's telling us here how we too desire these apostolic times to move, even in our own personal lives, to see God move and do the things that we cannot do. It's impossible for us to do. Remember, as it's been read so many times and spoke so many times, this is a life that we cannot live ourselves. And when we talk about apostolic times, this is something we cannot do. It takes God to do it through us. But God had a way of preparing us for this, to get us ready for this. And as I said, and we realize it's not for everybody, but it is for the sons and daughters of God, the predestinated seed of God, those that really desire to see God live in their life and be in the control seat of their heart and their life, that everything that gets done is done according to that which pleases God. And how that should be burning in our hearts now, more than ever, to do everything that pleases God. But again, I want you to think about this confidence that we're to have, and what he said, what I, of course, read to you in this same message, that he says these things later on, what I've already read to you. But now I'm going to read to you before what he's getting us ready to receive those things that we already spoke of. But he's getting us set for it now with what he's going to say. It might seem a little strange to go back to the beginning part of it now, but I had a reason for it. All right, so we find here, listen to what he's going to say. Now, we're just going to skip through a few quotes because, like I say, I'm not going to. And it'd be good for you to pick up the message and read it again. Amen. Study it. Pray. Ask God to reveal the reality of it to you. You see? So we find here, he says here on page 6, he says, Now we want to speak now upon faith and a different type of faith. And he says, perfect faith. I like perfect. You know, God is always working in a perfect way. And he wants done to where it ends up perfect. Amen. Same way with our lives. He wants everything perfect. The Word of God. Let me read you something here, what Brother Branham said here in the very ending of this message, page 33. He says here, just start about right here. He says, I did this for a purpose. I did this for a purpose, he repeats. I'm working out something. It's taking this charge of faith and going right back to begin and come in to kind of raise faith in a bracket where you've never noticed it that way before. Not a faith, but a perfect faith. Build up here now and watch a perfect God with a perfect heart keep a perfect promise by his perfect word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. And what? We're coming now to the perfection, because the people has to come to this in order for a rapture. That's what's holding it away right now, is waiting for the church to come into that perfect raptured faith. I'm looking for it. It means a lot of shaking down for me. It means a lot for you. But together we'll make it by God's grace. Amen. Oh my. So we realize that it means a lot of shaking down. And these messages has been shaking us down. Amen. Shaking all the nonsense out of us. And if it's not doing that, if you're dull of hearing and you cannot receive, and again, as I've said before, I feel sorry for you. But may God help you, that you'll see the importance of every word of God that he is bringing forth through his Holy Spirit to us, even right across this pulpit. I know that may sound bold, but it's not me. I don't have nothing to do with it. It is God alone in control. And it's God alone that'll bring a body of people in the condition that they'll be ready to be caught up in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I don't care where you go to set. If God is there and has an elected there, he is going to bring that person to this place that he promised he'd bring them to. You see? So if God is here, which I believe he is, amen. I believe he's here leading a people. I believe he's getting a people ready for a rapture. His true elected, the true, the ones that was in his mind before the world was ever formed, the predestinated seed, he's getting them ready for a rapture. Everything else will fall by the wayside. They'll have no desire for it. There'll be nothing to press them to it. There'll be nothing there burning on the inside for it. It'll just be a religion. Like so many millions of people in this world today have, is just a religion. Amen. But friends, I want Jesus Christ alive in my heart. Amen. Every minute of the day, you see. So he says here, I'll pay attention to what he's going to say here. He says, a different type of faith, a perfect faith. He said, that's a great thing. Now, faith, we're told in the Bible, faith cometh by hearing. Now, you cannot be saved without faith. And faith is something that you have to believe it's there. That really nothing else will declare that it's there but faith. Now, and I'm going to try to bring faith to you so that you can be, he says, so be ready. I'm going to try to bring faith to you, so be ready for this prayer line in the next few minutes. And he had a prayer line after he got done with his message. Now, faith, he that comes to God must believe that he is. Now watch all these important factors he's placing in there for this perfect faith. And the things that I brought back to your attention that he already said later on in the message. Speaking about this confidence. That's what I've built this whole message of confidence around. Okay? He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and it's impossible to please God without faith. But Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God before he was translated. He had his testimony, he pleased God. Will we have the same testimony? Absolutely. We will. Enoch was the type of the bride. Okay? And we too must have that same testimony. If we can't come to that testimony, friends, we might as well forget it. Amen. You've got to know whether you please God or not. And that's how you're going to have this confidence. And stand there boldly knowing that whatsoever you ask, God's going to give it to you. See? All right. He says, you cannot please him. And if you say you believe God, you have never seen him. See? So then you've got to believe it by faith. And if you could see him, it would be no more faith. Anything that senses declares is no more faith. It's a scientific fact, see? It's not no more faith. But you have to accept him by faith. And he that cometh to God must believe God. And faith comes by the hearing of the word. Look at all them scriptures he's bringing out. He's brought out about four scriptures right there in just what he said. Okay? See, you must first believe this. It is God's word, and you must come to God by the word. Just take the word, what it says, and that's right. Everything else is contrary to it. It's not right. See, anything that's contrary to that word, it's not right. Don't pay no attention to it. All right? Abraham had to believe just what that voice told him. You know, when I'm reading this word to you, it's God's voice. Not my voice. When I'm reading the word, that is God's voice coming to you. Amen. All right? Abraham had to believe just what that voice told him. And when he was 100 years old, 25 years later, he was stronger believing it than he was 25 years ago when it was given to him. You see? He was stronger 25 years later. Didn't get weaker. Today it's kind of run the way that where if I don't see it happen or I can't see God moving, we get weaker. But Abraham got stronger. He was more determined that God was able to give him what he promised him, even after 25 years. Okay? He believed it. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Remember that. But was strong, giving praise to God. Abraham knew he was doing exactly what God wanted him to do. Amen. And later on, we see that Abraham continued to do everything God told him to do. Especially when he asked Abraham, told Abraham, he said, I want you to take thy son and go up there and build an altar and sacrifice him. Oh. Did Abraham question God?
No.
Do you know what you're doing, God? This is the son that I was, your seed's supposed to come through. My seed's to come through. Now, what's going to happen if I kill him? What good is it going to do? And I waited 25 years for this son. No. Yes, Lord. He loaded up and he headed to the mountain.
Amen.
Not questioning. You see? He was obedient. Whatever God told him to do. And what did God do? Because he was obedient, God made a way. He provided a sacrifice.
Amen, amen.
He was obedient. You see? And look what God could do in our lives if we'd just be more obedient. And do everything he tells us to do and quit thinking we know more. We think we know so much when God's word will tell us exactly what it is, black and white, exactly how to do it, and still we got a better idea. That's what's wrong with most people in this message. You notice I said most because it is most. The true is so few. But the most in this message is they got a better idea. Whether it's clothing, whether it's the way they worship, whether it's what they're preaching and teaching on, or whatever it may be. They always got a better idea. No. God had the first and the right idea, and that's the plan to follow, you see. But people don't want to do it. And then we wonder why faith isn't working. We wonder why this perfect faith isn't taking a hold in our lives to where we can ask what we desire and it'll happen. It's because we're too busy disobeying God's word. You see? And if we're not careful, we can do it right here. You see? And that's what the Holy Ghost is warning us of. Expressing to our hearts that we've got to get in this condition. Everything God says, it has to be perfect the way he said it.
Amen.
And quit asking questions about it. You say, yes, Lord. We always got to know why. God's people never did ask why. They just said, yes, Lord, I'm going.
Amen.
You see? Giving praise to God, knowing that he was able to perform what he had promised. And that's the way everyone, you and me, must be. Everyone must be that way. You must come with an unfailing faith. Believing God made the promise. But now you have to be, now listen to what he says. But now you have to be in a position to have that faith. And that's what I've been talking about. You have to be in a position to have this kind of faith. This confidence he spoke of. This love and faith that goes together. All these many things that I've read to you. This is the position that you have to be in for this faith to operate. Amen. How again can we keep doing things wrong and have confidence that God's going to do what I ask him to do? We automatically put ourselves back a sinner, he said. You see? But now you have to be in a position to have that faith. And that's what we're going to talk on, see, to receive that faith. Now you see why I brought those things back to your remembrance? You see why? Okay. I'm afraid maybe too many of us is missing it. I'm wondering why God don't move. You know? And I've heard it here of several of you over the years. It just seemed like God ought to really move and we ought to see God doing more things. Well, you know what? God's telling you need to obey more. Yeah. Yes. Who's the problem? Is it God? No, it's us.
Amen.
See? We expect God to do everything, but we don't do anything. Yeah. But we've got to toe the line 100%. Yeah. And quit this fooling around and doing this wrong and that wrong and this wrong and that wrong. It ain't going to work then. And now the word come back to our remembrance. We've renewed our minds to it. We know why it won't work. You see? But now you have to be in a position to have that faith. And that's what we're going to talk on. See, to receive that faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. He's reading the book of Hebrews 11 chapter. Now here's where many people fail to receive their healing. Or what they're asking for. Because they take faith to be something that it is not. They don't believe it. It's not imagination. It's an actual substance. See, because faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay? Now listen close. See, it's not what you imagine. It's just as real to you as any sense in your body will declare anything else. Now just get a little picture again. It's just as real as any sense in our body will declare something else as real. Oh, you just take a minute. Look at that light right there. Your eyesight declares that's a light. Is that right? I can't convince you otherwise. That's not a speaker, is it? It don't look like a rose, does it? Huh? No. It don't look like an automobile, does it? Well, if I get that's a tractor! You'd sit there and say, I'm going to tell you, Steve, you're cracked up. That is a light. I know that's a light! I know it is. That's how real faith makes it to you. When God promised you something, it's just as real to you as these natural senses declares when you see it or taste it, feel it, smell it, whatever it is, you know it's that real. And nothing can change your mind. And I think of so many times over the years of dealing with people, how many times their mind has been changed about the Word of God, and yet they thought they had faith. They thought they had a revelation. And every time some evangelist comes along or some other preacher or some priest or bishop comes along and preaches it some other way, they're confused. It wasn't a revelation. No, if it was a revelation, there's no way it could be changed what God said in the first place. Impossible. But people's got all this so-called revelation, and it can change overnight. Oh, my. People have forgotten. God knows what he's talking about. You see? He says here, it's an actual substance. Now listen close. It's not what you imagine. It's just as real to you as any sense in your body will declare anything else. It's just as real as my eye says this is a piece of paper. It's just as real as to say that is a light. It's just as real to say as I feel my coat. It's just as real as to hear the baby talking there or making its noise, see? Just as real as music playing. It's just as real as taste anything in my mouth. It's that real. Excuse me. Only you can't show it to somebody else. You have it alone. It's yours. Faith is a substance and not just a myth. That's the problem. There's too many myths going around. It's not a revelation. See? Now, these are real deep lessons. Whether they realize it or not, it's really deep lessons. That's right. He says, and I'll catch the top of it, and then you dig down into it. Notice, it is something that you possess. Who does it come from? God and God alone. Not imagination. And you think about it. Now think about our imagination. Okay, I can imagine a cow jumping over the fence right there on that wall. But it isn't, is it? There ain't no cow there. There ain't no fence there. It's a painted wall. But I can imagine a cow jumping over the fence on that wall. Yeah. But that doesn't make it so. But Revelation shows you it's so. And it is so. Oh, and it is so. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And by it, the elders retained a good report. You see? All right? Notice it's something you possess, not imagination, if you really have it. It's just as real to you as any other thing that could be. It's just as real as you know that you're riding in an automobile. It's just as real as you know that you're sitting in a church. It's just as real as you hear my voice. It's a substance, not an imagination, not an emotion. But something, he said, but something that you have, and it comes to you by hearing of the Word of God, and that only. Wow. And that only. But now remember, what I've been bringing back to your attention is what it takes to get to use that. Okay? All right? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. That puts it back to where your faith then is not some, he said, then it is not in some individual, it's not in a man, it's not in an organization, it's not in a group of people. It's in God, because God is the Word, your faith is in God. That revelation he's given you is in God, not in a man, not in a church. This revelation comes from God, you see? So the revealing is in God. Okay, you got that? Okay. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. Then when God, by his word, not by what somebody else did or somebody else said, but by what God's word said, he said, let every man's word be a lie and mine be the truth. Now, if you see somebody else do something by a word, act of God, a promise of God, and many of them say, I can do that too. It's an imagination. And when they do find them, he says, and when they do, you find them wrecked up out there somewhere. Of an imagination. Okay? It's got to be a substance. Now that is potentially a faith. That is something that would bring you to faith. It's potentially. Like if you ask me for an oak tree and I give you an acorn. Potentially you have an oak tree, but it hasn't produced itself yet. But when it really brings itself out, it is an oak tree. And when you imagine that God does this, but when it's revealed to you, it's faith. Then a perfect faith that cannot fail. What? When God reveals it to you. That's why it's so important, again, as Brother Branham said in the Church Age book, cry out for revelation more than anything else in this life. And how we should continue to cry out to God for revelation. I wonder how many of us do that. I wonder how many of us, when we pray, we cry out, oh God, I need revelation. I need it, Lord. I need to have the revelation of the Word that, Lord Jesus, I'll know exactly what you want. I want to please you, Lord. I want to know I'm pleasing you. I want this body to be manifesting exactly what you want me to be manifesting. Cry out for it. You see? Amen. All right? excuse me. Let's go on here. He says here, notice, it's something you possess, you see. I guess we read that. Let's go on down. All right. He says, but when it's revealed to you, it's faith, then a perfect faith that cannot fail. He says here, now faith being the substance, and in there we found out in Hebrews what faith was and what those did who had faith. There's many times that people had faith today, and tomorrow they haven't got it. The next day there's something and something else. But when God once anchors it, and you see it, there is nothing ever going to make you move from it. All right? You're just poking, reaching, presuming, and presume is to venture without authority. You're just trying this, and you're trying this, and going this way, and you run here, and run there. You haven't got the faith yet. That is what we call faith, you see. Now he says, I want you to get this now. The church has got to lift itself in the power of God. How? We are too close to the end now. And I believe the church is in a condition where we can teach it a little deeper things and rub some of this make-believe out and get into something real. It's got to be something that you know. Listen to that. It's got to be something you know. How many of us still, when we have a need, whether it be a physical need, whatever it may be, maybe a material need, whatever it may be, how do we stand before God and how much do we really know that God's going to give me that? Or am I just reaching out there presuming maybe I'll get a hold of God and maybe He'll do this for me? Or when you ask God for something, how many of us really, really know that what we ask, we're going to get it? Huh? I want you to think about that, saints. Not just presuming I'm going to get it. You know you're going to get it. Of course, if we go out there and ask God, Lord, I want $1 million. Oh, my. Something's wrong somewhere. But now, wait a minute. What if a brother had a need and they was going to take his home and his hospital bills was $1 million? Huh? You're not wanting it for yourself. It's going to help that brother. Huh? Oh, my. And then who's going to get the glory if God makes the way? No, it's impossible for the brother in the hospital to get it. It's impossible for you to get it. Huh? Oh, my. It might just grow on trees. Yeah. God is more than able to do anything. All things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. But what's our attitude? Now, if I go out and ask for $1 million, I'm going to buy me a new big fancy boat. I want to buy me a nice new motorhome. And I want to buy me a new, nice new home. And I want to buy this. You think you can stand with confidence and ask God for that? Nonsense. You see? So it means a lot where our heart's at. He's starting out letting us know we've got to forgive people too. If we got odd against anybody, we feel bad towards somebody. We got a ruffled feather towards somebody. Well, that brother, I can't stand him because he's always doing this. What about your own life? Amen. Are you living 100% and you can't be blamed for anything? Then you ought to ask God to forgive you and you forgive your brother. Amen. And the scripture even tells us if we have aught against one, go to them. Amen. Come on, we're going to obey all the word. Amen. If you have aught, go to them and make it right. Amen. If you have to take the blame, take it. Amen. So there's absolutely nothing between you and that person whatsoever. But you know what? Most time when we can't forgive somebody, most of the time, when we can't forgive somebody and we're holding something against somebody else, it's because I've got myself in a position I think I'm everything. And I'm better than anybody else, and you better not step on my toes. Yeah. But if we'd really see how ourselves was without God, my, be better off. Yeah. So if you've got anything against anybody, you better go to them. Say, hey, I've felt wrong against you. You say, well, Brother Steve, you know, they're doing wrong. Does that give you right to feel bad against them? No. I'm going to tell you what, every one of us is in a position or was in a position one time or another, we has done wrong. Amen. Wrong, 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 wrong. Sin, 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 sin. Feel, 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 evil, evil, evil. And not everybody in here understands the same word. Everybody in here don't have the same revelation. Some's got more than others. Some have very little. Some have none. Does that give me right to feel bad? Or not like that person because of what they do? Brother Branham left us specific instructions in Christ the mystery of God revealed. Amen. Pray for that brother. Amen. Pray for that sister. Amen. Pray for them. Not dislike them. Not hate them. Pray for them. You see? Oh my. Saints, we want perfect faith to operate. I'm going to tell you what. This little place right here has got a long ways to go. You may think we're ready. I'm going to tell you what. The Holy Ghost is trying to get us ready if you listen.
Amen.
I'm just going to tell you, friend, I'm not going to fake this thing. And I'm not going to try to fake it through. I want it to be genuine God moving.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if it can't be God moving, get away from me. I'll run to the mountains. I'll live by myself. See flesh no more. See Jesus Christ alive than anything else in this life. See? Oh my. No wonder them old prophets would run for the wilderness. Mm-hmm. Can't blame them. No wonder Brother Branham wanted to. Oh my. No wonder old Jonah didn't want to go. You know, and people just think, and I want you to think about something here, friends. This came to mind. You know, we read in the messages or in the things, the Seven Church Age book. And we read of all these things that the prophet said 50, 60 years ago in that message, in that book. And we see it and read it now and we look like, my, that's happening exactly like that today. And people can't catch it. They can't see it. But do you know Amos, a minor prophet, as he began to speak and tell them people down that city, that Syria, it was going to build up an army and was coming in and take them over. And Brother Branham figured up through the scripture and everything, he said, you know, it was almost 50 years later, a generation passed before that happened. And I think about that in the church age book, and people think it's so hard to, how did Brother Branham know that? And you can look at it now and you can see exactly hitting these churches today. Right down the line.
Amen.
All the deception and ungodliness going on. But you know what? Also what he said that long ago when the Holy Spirit told him to pick up the pen and begin to write.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. There's going to be a people match that also.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Why is God
Amen.
The man? Kind of getting off my subject, but anyway, time's over with already. All right, where was he here? He says here, now faith is a substance. We understand all those things are done. It's not imagination, it's a substance, especially perfect faith. That's what I'm talking about tonight, getting to perfect faith. It's not imagination. Now others have people come and say, excuse me, oh, I got all faith. Oh, I sure have. Well, what are you standing here for then? In a prayer line, he's talking about. Why you wouldn't be prayed for if you got all faith? See, your very actions prove that you haven't got it. Yeah. If we had it, why we need somebody else praying? Huh? See your money, he says, see, your very actions prove that you haven't got what you're talking about. If you have faith, then what do you stand in the prayer line for? What do you do these things for? Huh? See, if you had perfect faith, you'd look right straight to God and believe it and walk away. You'd have no need of coming in a prayer line. You'd have no need of these things because your faith is done, made it so. Oh my. Now think of that, saints. If we can get this operation, and we can know we're not doing things wrong, and we've got this confidence, know we're right with God, and have this testimony, we're pleasing, everything's going just right, and perfect this perfect love and perfect faith going together, and creating the promise, everything's just right. Just look where you could be. You might sit there with diabetes. and God can heal your body. Oh. And know for sure, not surmise maybe and presume, you can know God can reveal it to you. And but wait a minute now. If you got diabetes and maybe you ain't doing this over here, don't worry, you ain't going to get it. Because you're going to be putting yourself back a sinner and you ain't going to have confidence. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe your child's sick and you're needing healing for that child. Oh, my. Are we going to just try to reach out and presume God's going to hear me? And I have to be fighting through all kinds of condemnation. I've done this wrong. I've done that wrong. I just had an argument with the husband and he's at work and I need God. Help me. Or can you stand there? Lord, I know I've been doing everything exactly what you told me to do. Exactly, Lord. And it's you that put it in my heart to obey you and serve you and love you and obey you. And Lord, I can come with confidence before you. And you told me in your word, you promised me I could ask and you would give me the desire of my heart. Oh my. Maybe I'm wanting a child. Maybe I'm wanting a baby. Maybe and I just can't seem to be getting things worked out to work. Do you know God can make a way?
Amen.
Do you know how many times God had come down in vision and told those people, those women coming up there that didn't have a child and they was wanting a child and God would give them the desire of their heart and they would become pregnant?
That's right.
Amen. Many times.
Amen.
God is God. He can create. He can do anything.
Amen.
But you do exactly what God tells you to do. Hallelujah, and I'll guarantee you do exactly what God will do. God will put in there exactly what you need, and he'll put it together. Hallelujah! Why? He's a God of all! The creator of the heavens and the earth. Nothing's impossible for our God. Nothing's impossible. He'll do it every time. But we've got to meet the condition. Oh my. Meet the condition. Get in this position that he wants us to get into. Or we know we're doing right. Oh my. Can't be arguing and fussing with each other. No. You can't be in a position of always having an attitude toward each other. No, no, no. God will take care of it if you take care of your part. Hallelujah. I'll assure you that. Because God promised it. Hallelujah. Oh my, there's many things. We could go on and on and on, friends. Look, we all are a needy people, like I said Thursday night. There ain't one of us sitting here don't have some kind of need.
Amen.
We all have a need. What kind of position can we get to if we'll just listen to the word of God and obey?
Amen.
Oh, God, help us.
Amen.
Stir our pure minds through it, beloveds. Hallelujah. Then you'll see apostolic times moving again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with a woman wanting a child.
Right.
Nothing at all. That's the way it's planned to be.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Branham, he spoke against those women that didn't want any children because they didn't want their figure messed up and all that. And you know, he said they'll take a cat or a dog and baby it and try to make it its baby. No. But a woman don't have to worry. She shouldn't be worried about her figure. Uh-uh. I said, well, my husband won't love me no more. Well, I'm going to tell you what. He didn't love you in the first place. Because you know when you got married, you was going to lose that figure if you had a child. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But thank God for sons of God.
Amen.
That has a revelation of the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my. There's a lot of things we could bring out. But I've used my time up. Amen. I love the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I'm not much of a talker, really, but when you get me in the word, I like to talk. Amen. Glory. And my wife always accuses me. I don't hardly ever talk. You know, I don't hardly ever say anything. And I don't say much, usually. I'm not a very much of a talker. You know, I've always got my mind going this direction, that direction, waiting on the Lord for this, that, and the other, you know. And I might be thinking about a message, and she might say something to me and I didn't even hear. She thinks it's a man thing. Well, maybe it is a man thing. I don't know. But we don't intentionally tune her out. No. But I just got my mind on other things, you see. Amen. And of course, you may think, well, you see, that's more important than this. No. Well, seek ye first the kingdom. All these other things should be added to you. But My wife's put up with a lot. She really has. And like I say, and many times we'll come clear to service. I won't say a word, and she won't say a word. I got my mind on what I'm going to bring, you see, and she knows that. See, so like I say, she'll have a reward for putting up with this old man. Amen. But one of these days, I'm going to be able to lay it down. Glory.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful time that will be. And I'll just be able to sit down under an apple tree and maybe talk to you for 100 years. Oh, my. Talk about the glorious things of God. Won't that be wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Won't you sisters come on to the instruments, please? Amen. And if you all like, won't you stand with me? Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Praise the Lord, Brother Timothy.
I was just thinking in the light of the word, and I know the master of the wind.
Amen. Yes. Aren't you glad you know him?
Amen.
Oh, my. Yeah, there ought to be something burning on the inside. You can't wait. If you're not in that position, you can't wait to get exactly in that position.
Amen.
So you can,
yes.
Oh, God, I need this. And then God gives it to you. And my, look what God did for me.
Amen.
Oh, he moved this mountain out of the way. He moved that mountain out of the way. He provided this for me. He made it possible for me to do this. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Think of it, saints. You say, well, I may need to sell my home to move this and to do that, to get cheaper bills or something like that. God can move it.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, he can. He can move it. Oh, my. Oh, there's nothing impossible for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. I've seen God do things sometimes. It's just, you wonder why he would even give it to you. And sometimes you're not even asked. You're just thinking about it. And just say, Lord, it'd be nice. Bang, there it is.
Amen.
So many times.
Amen.
As I said, that's what happened on this little deal with the land over here. Now, you all know the story, but just many, many things like that. You know, here I was just meditating about it and just thinking about it. And I was just talking to the Lord about it. I said, it'd be nice if we could buy that piece of ground there, Lord. I said, because the man that owns it, if he passes away, it's hard to tell what would happen. We may not be able to park over there anymore. Just renew our minds back to it again. And the very next night, we had a work crew out here. And he comes walking up the road and comes up to me. He said, I want to talk to you, Steve. I said, okay. He said, this piece of ground here. He said, I'd like to give it to you. He said, because if anything happens to me, my daughter would never let you park there. I said, are you serious? I said, I've been thinking about that and talking to the Lord about it. I said, are you willing to do that? He said, I'm going to tell you what. You do a little bit of work on my truck, he said, and you can have it. I said, okay. That's a deal.
Amen.
Amen. Thought, well, the Lord opened the door. I wasn't going to work on his truck, that's for sure. I was going to work on it for sure. That's the way God opened the door, and he opened it, you see.
That's right. Amen.
But it's just, you never underestimate what God can do.
Amen.
All things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. God can make a way when there is no way.
Amen.
Oh, how we ought to be excited about trying God. Say, Lord, give me this. I know that I'm in that position you want me to be in. I ask, Lord, and I know you're going to give it to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do we get discouraged after 2 or 3 days goes by? No, God's just working it out to make it work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, my. Don't doubt. Believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Like I said, you may want, need to sell something to get closer to God or make a way to do things. God can move.
Amen.
Place it before him.
Amen.
But don't go before him if you got a bunch of things hanging on you. You're not doing things right. You're just wasting your time.
Amen.
Oh, my. I know that may sound a little far-fetched, but I read it to you.
Amen.
I showed you in the Word it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He's the master of the wind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. He can turn the wind any way he wants to.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He can shut the storm off anytime he wants to.
Amen.
He can make the sun shine anytime he wants to. Why? Because he's the master of the wind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's sing it together. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Sing it again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, hallelujah. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sing it again, Brother Timothy. Come on up. I know the master of the wind. Yes, amen. I know the maker of the rain.
He calmed the storm and made the sunshine again. I know the master of the wind.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I know.
Brothers expressed it this way before, but me and Brother D. Long, I count us, we're friends. And I know that if I need something, I can go to him and ask him to help me with something, and if it's within his power, he's going to do it.
Amen.
And that's a friendship. And I know I can count on him. He's always going to be there.
Yes, amen.
But I want you to think about Martha and Mary in the Bible when Lazarus passed away.
Yes,
here was Jesus walking the face of the earth at that time in a flesh body. But he was a friend. And all they did was, Lord, if you'd only been here. We asked you to come.
Amen.
But you didn't get here, Lord.
Oh, my.
But just think of it, the simplicity. That all they had to do was ask him, Lord, he was our brother.
Yes, amen.
And he met the need for him. That same God is the same friend tonight.
Hallelujah.
We don't see him in a flesh body, but he's housed here.
Amen.
We feel his spirit.
Hallelujah.
And that's the relationship we should have with him. That I know that because of my life, the way that it's living, that's my friend.
Amen.
And I don't have to beg and plead.
Oh, no.
But just as I would ask, Brother Dino, would you come up and help me maybe fix a hinge on my gate?
Oh, no.
I can say, Lord, would you help me?
Amen.
And I know he's going to do it.
Amen.
I don't have to wonder.
Yes, amen.
I know that if I match in meeting these requirements, I just got to ask. In simple faith, believing.
Oh, glory.
And he'll be there to do it.
Amen.
Oh, we put him out on the clouds somewhere sometimes. We don't bring him down. But he's right there every time. Hey, man, sing it again before we dismiss.
Hallelujah.
I know the master of the way. I know.
Heavenly Father, we are thankful for one more day that we've had to come and together around your word. And Lord, we thank you for speaking to our hearts. Lord, and we see the position you're trying to get us to. And Lord, we just ask that you will take us by the hand and lead us. And Lord, help our stubborn wills to break if that need be. And Lord, help us to realize that to know you with a personal relationship, Lord, that's just that personal. As we know each one that's standing here, we know where they live, we know where they work, we know what they drive and what they like to eat and what they like to do for fun. Lord, we know that person. And Lord, may we know you in the reality and the truth of what you can do, Lord. That you're not a myth, you're not out somewhere we're trying to get to you, but Lord, you're right here. And the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, you're standing here, Lord, just revealing yourself. And Lord, if we'll just ask you to open our eyes greater that we could see, Lord, that how real you are. And Lord, these things that we're talking about, Lord, they can be a reality. And not just something talked about, but Lord, a reality in a people's lives. Lord, we love you and appreciate you. We pray that you'll bless those that couldn't be here today. Lord, bless those that are wherever they may be. And we just ask that you would just bless the little bride, Lord, wherever she may be assembled. Touch her, Lord. You know the need she has. And Lord, we pray that you will just continue to feed us all what we have need of, Lord, that we would continue to grow. And Lord, bring us back to this little place if you should tarry and it be your will. And may we come hungry, asking you to have your way in our lives. We'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor that's due you. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
He's so precious. I love him. Thank him for what he's doing for us, saints. Pray each one of us will feel that drawing and draw closer unto him. Be more what he wants us to be. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful. Before you're dismissed, Lord's will, I think next Sunday evening after service, if you tarry, it be his will, we're just going to have a little fellowship in the building. We'll just have some snacks and a few things after service. Instead of standing outside for a half hour or so, we can go up there and you can, those that can hang around that way, take a few minutes of just fellowship. Some of you older ones get a chance to fellowship. I know sometimes we don't get together as much as we could and possibly should. Just life's busy, people work, things are taking place, but it's good once in a while just to be able to sit down with your brothers and sisters, just spend a few minutes and talk and fellowship with one another. But we'll just, Lord's will, we'll plan on that. And as you go, just sing it one more time. I know the master of the wind. Amen.
Timothy, I'd like to also, I forgot to mention that Sister Smith wanted to send her greetings to us. So she wanted y'all to know, and God bless you all. She still thinks about us and loves us. Amen. So I just want to tell you, amen. God bless you.
I know the master of the wind.